Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing. Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchmen, Michael Espinoza and Lawrence Birch, are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show.
Hello, this is Michael Espinoza.
And your co-host, Lawrence Birch.
Hello, Lawrence.
How are you today, Michael?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to be back again. Another great show.
Yes. So today we're discussing, do you have a good psychic you consult with? Do you have one, Lawrence?
I mean, other than myself? I don't know. Is that not allowed? It's sort of like having knowing a lawyer and they take their own advice. It's probably not that recommended. you're my favorite psychic.
Thank you. And you are mine.
I know. We're like psychic sidekicks. That'll be our next show. Psychic sidekicks. Giddy up, pony.
Your psychic.
Tell me what's coming over the horizon. What? We have too much fun on this show. That's the real problem.
Right.
It's serious. You get dig into the
meeting.
Well, it has to be. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, there's a lot to talk about today, for sure.
So, before we get started, is Oregon?
Like your connection is still really going to be a challenge because it's cutting in and out on my end. So, is there any issue with me at all?
I can hear you.
You haven't had skipping or dropping or anything.
A little bit, but
yeah,
not bad.
Okay. Frustrating. All right. Well, we'll just keep working it. You said something about Oregon.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
How's Oregon?
You're
in Washington.
No, I'm not in Washington.
Where are
but
you?
Where am I? I'm floating overhead. I'm in Skylab in the past.
You're in the Skylab? Okay.
Yeah.
How's it up in the Skylab?
It's good. Yeah, I'm coming to you through a vortex. I just opened up.
Well, it was beautiful down here today in L.A.
I bet it was. Well, we had a little bit of sun, and then it turned into the usual PNW, Pacific Northwest gray. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're supposed to send some more of our liquid sunshine your way, though, I hear, for a few days.
Fantastic.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
We need it
here. You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll trade. We'll take the gold sunshine for the liquid. Yeah. See? We can get along.
Right. Exactly.
I know.
All right. So, we're going to talk about, do you have a good psychic you consult with? So, I think this is really an important topic because I think one of the things I always think about, I get a lot of clients who, when they come to me, you can feel the walls up. Like they don't fully trust the information that I'm giving them. I find challenging to get through the wall. I try to remain persistent to get through that so that we can establish a relationship. It will help them ultimately, right? It will give them the information they need. But sometimes it's really difficult to get through the wall. And sometimes people ones that I really have trouble with are the ones that want, that are looking for a specific answer and some specific information. So, yeah, those are the ones that are challenging. And, yeah, so anyway, it's tough. It's really tough working with those people that don't trust the information. And like when you do give them information, they still question it and they still don't trust it fully. Yeah, it's tough with working with clients like that. And so it's almost like I don't know if they'll ever really trust anything or anybody. Do you understand that?
I think so. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I kind of, this kind of leads me into talking about, you know, the client. And, you know, I think one of the first things that really helps me with clients is when they are open. So, yeah. So, what was I saying? So anyway, you know, when they, when the people are totally open and ready to receive the information, that makes it so much easier. So anyway.
Well, receptivity is huge, right? I mean, and we always have a challenge with a new client, right? Especially if they haven't had much experience, or conversely, if they have, and they have a set idea coming in of what they think they should expect, you know, part of what we have to do is break the ice with them and gain their confidence and trust as soon as possible so we can establish that deep connection, you know?
Right.
And like you were saying, or kind of alluding to, it just sometimes it just doesn't happen no matter what we do, you know?
Right.
And that, that can be hard or frustrating, you know, for both of us, both client and their psychic. But sometimes that's just part of what needs to happen. You know, we may not be the one to be their guide at this time, and they may need to be frustrated for a while until they turn a corner or something else happens, so that whoever ends up, whoever they end up coming to, you know, can really be of service to them.
That's it. It's interesting when people come with a set agenda and we give them a different answer to what they're expecting. And when you give them the answer, they're like, no, that's not it.
I love that. I love that.
Right.
That's, that's the classic, like ding, 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 warning bell. It's not it. Well, if it's not, not it, then why are you asking me?
Right?
I mean, I feel like, hey, man, I never do, but I'm like, okay, all right, you're right. It's not it. What is it then? Well, it's really? Door number three. Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of leads to one of the things that for readers, you know, we're not reading some stone tablet up in the sky somewhere, and we're reading their information, right?
And this, tell me more about what you mean by that.
It's their energy. Right?
What do you mean by so stone energy, tablet, though? You mean like something pre-written? Pre-written? What's the stone tablet? That's a curious way of saying it.
Yes. Pre-written, predestined. This will never change. And that's not what happens. We're reading their information, which is energy. And this, and energy is in a constant state of flux, right? And it can change. And I think that's the great thing about this, because we're, when somebody tells you something negative, you know, we're not locked into that outcome. It can change. We have the power to change things.
Mm-hmm.
To make the changes.
Free will
and
universe.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes a good psychic too, to see that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to also know that, no, this isn't what I'm seeing, even though the client says, no, you know, that's not the right answer. It's like, well, this is the answer that I'm getting, and this is the answer that I'm sticking. I think that. So, you know, a few things that I kind of think that a good psychic will help you with, or a client with, you know, they help bring clarity to a situation or situations. You know, that's a really good psychic. A good psychic also sets us on a new path,
mm-hmm.
as well, which I think sometimes it's good. And
so they're kind of we're kind of harbingers of change for people sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I find a lot of the time when we're doing the reading, or while I'm doing readings, a lot of the time my clients will say, "Oh, I was thinking about it. I was thinking that. That's what I."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of time we firm thinking.
Uh-huh. It is interesting when there's affirmation that gets presented, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had clients kind of go one or two ways with affirmative information. Mm-hmm. When they're ready to be affirmed, or they think that that's useful, then they're all for it, and they're ready to receive as much affirmation as we have to give them, right? And then there are the clients who are kind of in a different place where you bring them affirmative information and they're like, well, yeah, I already know that.
Right. So
they're either really attached to an expectation of something different or whatever it is, or they don't want to hear the affirmation, right? Because sometimes the affirmation cannot be positive, and that can be an issue, right? You don't want to be
right.
affirmed all the time. It's like when you say, hey, does this, you know, shirt make me look like a walrus? Yes, it does,
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact. You were supposed to say it didn't. Well, do you want me to be honest, right? Do you want to be truthful?
Right.
Or do you want to hear what you want to hear? You know, and that gets back to what you were talking about earlier, too. So
mm-hmm.
it's challenging. So how do you think our clients are able to tell if we're useful for them or not? And, you know, I mean, you've got the concept out in the blurb about the show, is our psychic good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is your psychic good? So what do you think the clients use to vet us, right? I mean, obviously, if we're interested in getting money from them right away, or there's just a financial mercenary way we're coming across, then that can be a red flag.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
That's a whole show in itself.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I went to this person.
Only
and they
about
wanted $3,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
They wanted $3,000, or they were going to put a curse on me. I'm like, oh, no. No,
right.
No. No.
Or also, too, the psychic who warns of spells on them.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you how many clients have come to me because, you know, I also do healing work as well. And
mm-hmm.
That's
right.
I have so many clients that come to me asking about the spells cast on them.
Uh-huh.
They're all terrified that they have spells.
Uh-huh. And has that been told to them by another psychic? Is that what you're finding?
Another psychic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does the psychic do anything to address the spell, or they just tell them and then take their money?
Well, that's part of the process, right? You have a spell mm-hmm. on you, and I see that it's on your family as well. I can help you remove this.
Right, right.
And then, so let's start the process. And the first is going to be $600.
Open your wallet, yeah, right.
Yeah, let's see how much you have, and then I'll let you know how much it's going to be. Yeah, which is not good.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I think both you and I are aware, because we both, from our own different backgrounds, come from a healing perspective, first and foremost, right? And so our concern is always for our clients' well-being, no matter what. Even if they're not going to receive the information we have, we want to at least provide some semblance of potential for them to heal, if that's what's necessary. But when you end up with, you know, somebody's perspective is different from that, then those issues that are core for us, for example, can be really distant or not even present at all, or they can be contra, because the person isn't really in it for anything but their own best interests. You know, not to say that you and I aren't in it for our own interests too, but it's a balancing act. Like, you can't just do this kind of work and not be completely anchored to being of service. Otherwise, what's the point? I mean,
right.
You know, not to disrespect the profession, but I mean, you know, there's no difference then between you and Samovar, the guy in the, you know, I'm just thinking of the movie Big, you know, where the guy, it's a machine, Zoltar, that's who it is, right? I mean, you're like Zoltar.
Oh, that's right.
Might as well just hand out cards, you know? I mean, that's right. The kind of humanity that you'll end up dealing with, is somebody who's not really invested, and then, you know, they do stuff like you said, where they, you know,
right,
they give false information potentially, which is the worst crime, really, in this work, to tell somebody an untruth, you know, especially willingly. I mean, it's one thing if we suspect that the person that they work with, that they're telling us about, is maybe not up to snuff, because sometimes that happens for a bunch of different reasons. But it's another thing where we figure out that this is a willful act on the part of whoever it is they put their trust in to really betray them. And it always just sickens me. You know, I had this phone call from a client, and she had just what you were talking about. She had been interested in getting some healing work for her family. I think her mother was ill.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up, she was, I believe, an African-American woman. And so she wanted to, I think, was in the process of getting in touch with whatever her perceived cultural roots were. So she contacted somebody in Africa who was a purported, you know, light worker. And one thing led to another. And by the end of her contact with this person, he was demanding that she pay him an ungodly amount of money. And if she didn't, he was going to curse her. And so she came to me. This is a woman who was in the military. I mean, she was disciplined, you know, but this is what happens. You know, you prey on people's vulnerabilities, and
right,
then you got it. And she was terrified, you know?
Yeah.
So I did the work to use my guides to connect to this, let's just call him an individual. And they told me that he was more flash than substance, fortunately, which is pretty much the case with most of these. You can do stuff accidentally, you know, and curse people, or do it really in a very, let's just call it, unprofessional fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And those can be bad. They can be really bad. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there's really very few people that are, whatever you want to call them, black arts practitioners, whatever, who really know what they're doing and do stuff that's really, really nasty.
Right.
They just, there's not that, maybe there were more in the distant past and they just have kind of passed by the wayside, but to be somebody who's that proficient, you have to really work at it. And I, in a weird way, I give them a lot of credit, because, you know, if you're really that good, then, you know, you really are a force to be reckoned with. But of course, eventually your karma is going to catch up with you, and all the negative shit stuff that you've been doing,
right,
is going to come back and bite you where it hurts, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and to that point too, I had a client call me up, and she saw this, I don't even know what the person was, but she was in a state of panic because somebody told her negative stuff and about her and her family. And she was in a state because of just the negative thought forms. These things are going to happen to you.
And she
was just like, oh my God.
Right.
And it was like, okay, let me peel you off the ceiling here because don't listen to this. This is all, it was just all negative.
Wow.
And it was just interesting, just that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her at a party.
What did he tell her?
Well, it's bad. I can't remember exactly, but it was, you know, she was going to have a lot of really bad health issues this year. Somebody in her family was going to die. And I mean, she was going to lose money. I mean, it was just, it was all negative. It was horrible. It was like, wow. That is some negative karma right there.
Was there anything? Yeah, go ahead.
You know, and to me, it's kind of when there's a reader that's giving you all this negative information, you know, with also too no clarity behind it. I would not take that. I would not accept that information. It's just, it just doesn't sit well with me.
Right.
You know, I think there's a way to let somebody know they're going to have some challenges. You know, maybe you need to go see a doctor or, you know, maybe your father needs to go see a doctor, something like that. But just to dump just all this negative stuff and leave her with that and your phone number.
And when it starts happening, call me. For some more negative.
Exactly.
That'll be $200,000. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, you know, it's going to happen. People are going to come to us and our guides are going to give us information and, you know, we may feel like it's going to be a challenge to share it with this person for a bunch of reasons, maybe because like you were saying earlier, they're having trouble being trusting or being receptive, but maybe it's also because the content of what our guides are telling us is just stuff we'd have a hard time hearing, right?
Right.
Ourselves. Because it's either really pointed or really personal, or like you're saying about this other client, it could be kind of negative or perceived that way, right? So we, I feel, have this huge responsibility, you know, because they're potentially hanging on to our every word, our clients, and the tone, even how we say something, let alone just the word itself. I mean, think about, we all make this conceit, we kind of have this agreement that language is really clear, but it's not. It's actually very abstract. I learned that from my spouse. And so when you hear somebody speaking, there's so much room for misinterpretation or misunderstanding that it gets back to us. You know, and I'm constantly doing this with my clients because when they come to see me, one of the first things I let them know is, you know, I'm basically a problem solver. So I'm a tool in your toolkit. So let's work, you know, you probably have something that's going to come up that we need a solution for. And let's figure out a plan, map it out together. And then when you leave there, you'll feel like you can accomplish something and have a success waiting for you to just, you know, take credit for, which is totally, totally great, you know. And that's even true about something that's challenging, right? Because challenging things help us, you know, if we're able to look at them that way. They're not always what we want. They're not always what we feel we need. But, you know, again, it gets back to you and I and that position of the interpreter, in a sense, having to say, hey, you know, you're missing an animal isn't going to come back. You know, God, how devastating would you know, I wouldn't want to hear that. So, but you also don't want to give people false information there's a whole lot of minds to step in with this stuff, even if you're being conscientious, you know.
Right. So. Well, one of the things I always think about too, this is, you know, when we channel this information, you know, channel information from these people, from the city, from the sitter, from their guides, you know, it's, sometimes it is challenging, but it never, ever from what I've experienced, the sitter never leaves feeling fearful and terrified, right?
That's so irresponsible. That happens.
Right. And
I mean, unless there's something that you can't address, because we do have those clients too. Let's just.
Right. No, absolutely. And I think, you know, there's, like you said, if there is a challenge that the guides want to address, they can still address it. And even though it might be difficult, they're just saying kind of like, you know, you need to start doing this. Like, this is your responsibility. Kind of get to it. You'll be better if you, you know, stop eating donuts and pizza and start working out.
Yeah, and think you're going to get thin. It's not going to work. You know?
Right. And so, you know, it's kind of where we, you know, it connects to, yeah, I already know that. But, it, you know, it might not be the thing that you want to hear, but you don't feel terrified and fearful when you leave. And so I think that's, you know, a big thing also with psychics. If a you leave a psychic feeling terrified and fearful, that is a good indicator that you should be running away from this person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I noticed, you know, one of the questions you had, maybe you want to go ahead. Are you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Can you trust the info the psychic is giving you? So what would be your advice to a client that would address that about trusting information? I mean, some of what we've already addressed, but does something else come up when I ask you that?
Well, I have a handful of clients that return for years now. They just, you know, constantly return and get advice. And there's an ease about reading with them. The clarity that the information comes through. And I think that if you allow the information to flow through you too, because remember, we're reading the client, so the information comes through them as well, through both of us. I think if you feel that ease, then I think that's a good indicator that this is, you know, a good psychic to work with, and you can trust that information. And also it's based on history too, you know. Did they give you some really good information?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the information itself, you know, does it bear out? And there's also, is the, you know, is your psychic somebody that you feel comfortable with?
Yeah.
You know, enough to establish that kind of relationship like you're talking about. And it's great, you know, when we have those clients that really click with us, and, you know, at the end of the reading, both parties feel like we've really got something out of it. Because, you know, I know we've talked about this before, but some of the best readings we get are ones where we also are given a gift essentially by spirit, right? Where we're like, oh my God, you know, it wasn't just a reading for you. It turned out to be a reading for me. And it's, you know, can be a small
transaction,
you know. It's always trippy when there's a mirror in front of you, right? When somebody is telling you stuff like, oh my God, I can relate to all this stuff. I always feel like spirit is like, hey, this could be you. So, And I'm like, okay, I get it. Don't make a dumb decision. Okay, fine. God, you have to hit me over the head? No.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So we have some callers. Do you want to take a call?
Let's do it. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go to caller 631.
Hello.
Hello, 631.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
What's your name, caller? Where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island. I didn't know if you were just answering questions about psychics or doing readings or.
We're answering questions, doing readings. So do you have anything that pertains to the topic?
Well, I kind of wanted a little reading, if that's possible.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do a little reading for you. No problem.
Sure. Just two quick questions. I'm job hunting. I'm working now, but it's just not a fit for me. Do you see any interviews coming in next week? I'm hoping.
I'm sorry, give me your name again.
Suzanne.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. All right. Do I have permission to connect, Suzanne?
Sure.
Thank you. I feel there's going to be several coming up. It feels like next week I feel two, and then the week after that, maybe two or three more. But it feels like there's going to be several interviews coming.
Really?
Yeah.
One is for food service, one's for teacher aid. One is I applied to a school that I used to work at like a year ago. Do you see them calling me?
Okay, hold on. I see both calling, but it feels like the teacher's aide is going to be the one that is going to really stick.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
You.
One is food service subbing. The other one is an aide job, an assistant job. I really don't want it, but if I got anything else, it's a little bit like 15 minutes away. And the other one that I'm hoping to call is where I used to work. That's like 5 minutes away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think both of them are going to come through for you, but it feels like the teacher's aide is going to be the one that really pans out. Yeah,
is
for
that
you.
School I used to work at, though? They're just...
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
good. When are they
going
to call? They were supposed to be hiring like this week.
It's either next week or the week after. It's
really?
Mm-hmm.
You mean this week, like this Monday?
Next week. Mm-hmm. Monday. Or the week after.
Yeah, I went on some job interviews yesterday, and then today I was going to go on one, but something told me not to. Do you think I made the right choice?
You need to keep your resume out there. Keep looking. Don't stop. Don't wait for
this. Well, I mean,
to
if the
through.
One where I used to work calls me, I'm taking that because it's real close to home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but keep moving. Keep looking for work. Get the resume out there. Don't stop.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't want to anymore. I did enough. Now I'm just waiting.
Well, I'm not getting that. The thing they're saying is, like, keep moving and keep getting your resume out there. Because what you want to show also you're putting out into the universe is that you need a job. I need a job. And
no, I do it every day. Plus, I'm working full time and traveling to our clubs.
So
I mean, that's
still working. Okay.
Yeah, I'm working full time, so I can't keep.
Wow.
I mean, I put enough resumes out. I'm done. You know,
okay.
I don't want to exhaust myself. I'm working full time too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I get something's going to come next week and the week after.
Okay. And then real quick,
Hold on one moment, Suzette. Lawrence, do you have anything?
Well, the last part that came out, I was actually going to ask because I was going to ask if she was already working. Suzette, do you mind if I ask? So are you wanting to leave your current job? Is that what I'm getting?
Yes. It's too far away. I'm not making enough money, and I'm bored to tears. I'm not really doing anything, and it's not a good place for me to work that way. So I applied to food service, but it's really subbing, so it's not going to be enough money, but I was going to take it anyway. And then I applied to this one place to be a teacher assistant, but it's not really what I really want is a school I used to work to call me back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long were you at the other school that you want to go back to before you left it?
I don't know, like not even a year. I was just trying to make more money, but jobs are tough to get.
Yeah, yeah. And commute's everything. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't get anything beyond what Michael's saying in terms of the advice that he already gave you. So I don't know that I would have much more to add. I guess the best thing I could offer you is to really trust that you're qualified and that you're going to be hired, and I get that it's easy for me to say that on this end, but I guess what I'm responding to is the anxiety that I'm feeling from you, because there's a lot, and just, you know, that's why I also wanted to check in about your current situation, because it sounds like it's really, really, to put it mildly, unpleasant, and that's unfortunate, because now you're kind of feeling forced to look for these other places, and you know, I guess what I want to impart is for you to not energize the worry part, energize the hope part, and as much as possible, stay really positive with it. Okay? Because it's coming, like Michael said. You just have to, as much as possible, get up every day and go, okay, I know I'm going to leave this situation for a better one. You know, whatever your mantra is, I don't know if you do meditation, you know, what your process is, doesn't really matter, but don't give in to the really negative side of things, because that's too easy to do, even if it feels like that's where you're at right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to be positive. It's just,
yeah. No. I know. Yeah. I know. It's hard sometimes, you know. So, but I just,
well, I'm glad I'm going to get some phone calls. I hope, mm-hmm. you know, I hope
mm-hmm.
it's the one real close.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. That's nice when they're close.
Yeah, and then I went on a date with somebody who began with an R and a B. Do you see working out with either one? Because I'm looking for a relationship. I want to even get married one day.
So just to clarify, you went out with two people, an R and a B?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not feeling they're going anywhere right now. Kind of feels like the R&B are kind of coasting.
Do you see me meeting anyone?
Summer. Yes, you will meet somebody. It's going to be in the summer.
I have to wait till June, July?
Summertime. Yeah, that would be in summer. So just keep getting out there. It's coming.
Oh, is he? No, I don't want to just keep dating. I've been dating enough.
Yeah.
I want to meet the serious one.
Yeah, I hear you. Summertime, somebody's coming.
Real quick, do you know anything about them?
Let's see. We're going to end with this because we're going to take another caller, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. So, no, I'm not seeing anything right now about him.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck.
Right.
Let us know how it goes.
Take care,
Suzanne.
Thanks so much for calling, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Get back in
touch. Good night.
All right. Take care.
All right, so we're going to go with caller 205.
Okay.
Caller 205.
Hi, how are you, gentlemen?
Good.
We're good.
How are you? With whom are we
speaking? I'm doing well.
You're well.
Thank you. Patricia, and thank you both for taking my call. Yes, I would just like a general read, please. Thank
okay.
you.
General reading at your service. Right. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first, Michael?
You go.
Go.
Go ahead. You go.
Okay. Do you go by Patty at all? Do you prefer Patricia?
Patricia, please. I have a twin. They call him Pat. So.
Fraternal twin. Fraternal twin. He's your brother. Ah, that's like my spouse. She's
fraternal. Yes.
Yeah, they have similar names because that's what they do to twins. They turn them into one person.
Of course.
Right? Oh, my God.
The only difference is he's 6'4", 200 and some odd pounds. I'm 5'4", and, you know,
I don't
tell off weight.
I could be talking to my brother-in-law right now. Same thing, right? I think she came out first. If she's in charge, that's her rule. I don't know, something like that. Yeah. Well,
yeah, they can tell us a difference. Yeah, tell a difference.
Yeah, yeah. Right. A little different. Just some minor things. Let's see. Well, okay. So this is what my guides are sharing, Patricia. And it's kind of got an emotional content. So, you know, I want to be respectful about this.
Okay.
What I'm picking up on is just that, you know, you have this really upbeat, pleasant, happy demeanor, but there's something that's really, really deeply troubling you, and you're really sad about it. Like, you're really good at making the best of situations and being able to kind of plow your way through whatever comes your way. I wouldn't call you like everybody's rock because that's like a cliche, but you are the person that ends up being counted on the most. And I think that's a huge burden for you, and you're beyond ready to put that down. And the other thing I get when I just touch on that is an incredible amount of resentment and anger. And it's totally justified, but it's very poisonous to you and your personhood. And it's almost like beyond imperative for you to discharge all that and let it go. Because if you don't, it's going to start manifesting as physical stuff, if it hasn't already. And here's the thing, you're that person that you were when you first showed up on our caller line. That's exactly who you are, right? You are like, you were born that way, that's your default. When you wake up in the morning, that's who you want to be and inhabit. And then what happens is the day starts to accumulate, or your history with others, and it just kind of starts to stick to you like, I don't know, like sticky stuff, like tar or something. By the end of the day, it's too much for you to wash off, and it just accumulates. And so right now you're in a position where there's this little crack where your light shining through, and it's so bright. If people don't look, they don't see all this other stuff, but you feel it because it's a weight. And obviously I'm picking up on it. And the thing is, you're incredibly strong, and you could probably continue on this path with all this extra, you know, mental and emotional weight you've been carrying and survive. But I think you owe it to yourself, and we would really love, I know Michael would love to see you thrive. And I think that's really your birthright and your contract. You know, some people come here and they're not ready to thrive. For whatever reason, they have other work to do, but that's not really not your prescription, so to speak. Does any of this make sense? I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God,
yeah.
You nailed it. Yeah. I guess the sadness that I am trying to get away, and I am going to get away from this. It stems from a past relationship. I was with someone for 5 years, 2 years ago, and we were supposed to get married, and then I called him. Someone else. Yeah, oh my God. Yes.
Devastating.
2 months after he proposed to me, 6 months before we were supposed to get married, and he is trying to come back. He has been trying to come back ever since, and I considered at one point that he had changed, but I wanted to take it slow, and
mm-hmm.
he agreed to take it mm-hmm. slow and be friends, but his actions spoke differently. So
right, yeah, mm-hmm. that's what you got to go by. People can talk a big line of you know what, and then watch what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't go back to that dude. Nope. We'll be really upset with you if you let him back into your life.
Yeah.
We'll be shaking our fingers at you going, we told you so. Don't do that, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
The other
you're
not the person to teach him. He's got to figure that out himself, but he still thinks you're going to do something for him that he can't do for himself, which, you know, a lot of people feel that way. It's nothing on him, but you're not meant to be that role for him. And you really never were. He's a lovely guy. I would definitely, you know, if I was in your shoes, go, hey, this is kind of something here, you know, because he's got a very nice package. And I mean that in a general sense. But when you unpeel the package, you're like, wait a minute, there's something here that doesn't belong. Like, I got sold a bill of goods. Okay, right. Now here's the real deal. And that's what you found
mm-hmm.
out. So sorry that had to happen.
Yes.
But here's you know, again, we're in silver lining mode in this show. You got to see it before you tied the knot, because, oh my goodness, what would have happened if you made that kind of commitment and then had to go, wow, this is really who this person is? So in a sense, I know it's heartbreaking.
Right.
Did you a favor because he screwed up, you know?
And what's so crazy about this is the person that I caught him with, her birthday is the same as my birthday.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Like,
yeah,
you're double.
Her birthday is. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Do you know this person, or you just found out about this through him or something, or?
Well, the day that I went to his place and called her there, that's when he told me that, okay, well, this is who she is. But prior to that, I had my suspicions. I don't know her personally, but I had suspicions. I would see that name show up maybe in his phone, or I would hear that name when he would talk to other people and not know that I'm, you know, around, like his friends or family or cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put the two together. So I don't know her personally, but when I did learn somewhat of this person exists, he tried to say she was, oh, she's this person, or she's the male lady, or she, you know, so,
lying.
She's a popsicle lady.
Well, so, okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, bullshit, basically. Pardon my French.
Right, exactly.
So let's focus on where you're at right now, so we can make sure that, you know, when you leave us, that you've got something to work towards, right? Because this is you basically kind of affirmed, you know, the past stuff, right? And that's you know.
Right.
So I just want to make sure. He's not still trying to get back with you, is he? Or is he?
Yes.
He is.
As of December. That's when we talked and went out on a little date, and he, you know, but he's off and on been trying for the last 2 years, but really strongly trying. He tried back in December, and we talked a little bit more within the last month and a half. And but I just can't. I don't know. I just feel in that I don't think so with you. You just.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, he's.
That's it.
He's
the
trying.
Feeling. That's what I want to zero in on. That feeling, right? Listen to that. Listen to that feeling, because that is your best guide right there. So, and that's true for you about everybody that you come in contact with. And you're a very aware person, and you're in touch with yourself emotionally. So when that alarm bell goes off, you got to listen to it. And then you have to come up with a plan, right? And so you're really susceptible to people trading on their friendship with you to get what they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not in a reciprocal way, not in a give and take way, but in a take way. And that's because you have a lot to give. You have a lot to offer, and people are attracted to you. You know, you have an easy way with people. People like having you as a friend. And when you have a good friendship relationship with another person, it's the best thing ever in your life, because that person becomes your family. I know this about you. But when this person that we're talking about, we don't even mention his name, betrays you, then that's not okay. And they haven't really learned their lesson. And so they're going to keep coming back to you to try to get you to teach them what they need to, like I said earlier, figure out on their own. And so, you know, obviously, you know, this is just us talking, and you get to figure out what to do at the end of the day. But if I was in your position, Patricia, I would really seriously consider giving this person a timeout, just like you would a little kid who misbehaves, because that's about his level of maturity in this, for a minimum. Like, no more contact. No more like, well, because you may think, you know, you're willing to go right up to that line, but he's ready to jump right over it at any moment's notice, and not even with your permission. And he doesn't need to be given any more encouragement. You got to get on with your life, my friend, and really focus on fixing some of this other stuff that led you up to this relationship in the first place, which is a whole nother ball of wax. But does that make sense?
It does. It makes a whole lot of sense. And you know what? You are very much so on it. I thank God for the message. I do have a nursing program, of course, that I'm doing. Yes. And
that's so you. That's so you. That's perfect for you.
Yes. And so, yes, I'm going to, and that's what I was thinking about, just totally not responding and talking to him again, because I did that. I did that for almost a year, not talk to him, and he just, he's very persistent. And I eventually talked to him, and, you know, but, no, I do see something and feel something that is just a big no. And it took me a lot to recover from this trauma.
I know.
You know, and
well,
I don't want to go there.
You really care for him, you know? And he really hurt you. And that sucks. So, but I think you're going to do, you know, you're going to do the right thing. You got stuff you're looking forward to, and, you know, and I think things are going to be in your favor with this. So, so just, you know, listen to yourself. That's probably the best thing I can leave with you with, Patricia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a good call, Lawrence. So nice.
You know, it's not me.
I just
really.
Right?
Yeah, I'm happy when that happens.
I just want to jump in and say one thing. When you first called in, Patricia, and you posed your question, one of the things that I got for you was that you were going to feel better at some point later on this year. And it felt, and the thing that I kept seeing was you're going to shine and you're going to feel so much better. So I think everything that Lawrence said, I agree with. I think he, of course, he's right on. And I think that point will come where you're able to let go of this person energetically as well, right?
Yes.
When you do that, that's kind of the point where you enter into this new place. And I think you're going to meet somebody in that new spot energetically. And as soon as we let those people go, we make room for somebody else. And I think that's coming to you soon.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you both. Many blessings to
you both.
You are so welcome. And you know, I, excuse me, I know it may be someone else waiting. I'll just say this. I just happened to go on Blog Talk and I saw your show, and I thought, well, I want to call in. And before I called in, I actually listened. I'll go on one of the shows, and I'll listen to the show first before I call in. And so I listened to you both briefly, and thought, you know what, I want to call in. You know, but I really, really appreciate the message. I thank God for you both, and you both have a wonderful weekend.
Well,
thank
we will
you.
Do our best. We're going to have a great one now that you gave us that documentary.
Yeah, thank you for that. Right. I'm glad you called in.
I'm so glad you took the risk. Good for you. Keep doing that.
Yeah.
I will.
Have a great weekend, Patricia.
Call again. Thanks, Patricia.
We both do likewise. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay.
So I think that's the last caller because we're almost out of time. I was just gonna say, so how are we gonna leave this show with some information for our listeners about finding a good psychic and how to tell if they have a good psychic?
We should definitely give them information about how to contact us because we're good psychics.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So my name, if you've forgotten, I don't know how you could have, But my name is Lawrence Birch. I'm kidding. And you can contact me at 541-344-7534. I do private readings. And I also do them over the phone, Skype, FaceTime, whatever works for you. And I have a few other hats that I wear. I'm also a certified clinical herbalist and a shamanic practitioner, so I do healing work as well. How about you, Michael?
I also see clients for psychic readings and mediumship readings. And you can call me at 562-457-0457. Or you can go to my website, Michael J. Espinoza, and that's spelled ESPINOZA.com. I am also a certified pranic healer, so I can do some energy work. And we can do it in person or we can do it distantly. Over the phone or Skype. So you can give me a call. Yeah. So what are we doing next week, Laurence?
I think we should do the same thing.
The same thing? What's the same thing?
Talk and then have people listen and have them call in and then we'll do a reading.
Oh, that's what's happening?
Yeah, why not? No, I know we have a subject, but I think it's blown my mind at the moment, to be honest, which is kind of silly, but that's just where my mind is.
So we'll continue with this?
I think, why not?
I know. I don't think an hour is lots enough time fully vent this, right? Not that you can, but yeah. But anyway, I guess just I want to thank everybody for calling and listening to our show. We're going to be on right now every Friday at 6 o'clock Pacific time.
Yeah, and we really enjoy getting calls from new clients. We love hearing from our old clients again, especially when they call back and they say, you guys were totally off base. Oh, my goodness. No. We didn't call. That was the best money ever spent. It was just amazing, and I got the reading I wanted, too.
Exactly. So call in next week, and we're going to have call in again. Call and listen to us, and we're going to have call in. And, yeah. And we appreciate all of you callers and listeners. So come back and to the Psychic Funhouse.
Yeah, come back and buy an e-ticket so you can go on the ride for the rest of your life, really. I mean, we offer discounts at the Psychic Funhouse.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, this was a great show. Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you, Michael. You are like the amazing host. You're the hostess with the mostest today, brother.
Thank you. So are
you're
you.
Welcome.
You're the best co-host for the most.
I know. What can I say? I'm the co-host for the most. All right. We're going to count
all
down.
All right, sir.
Here we go. We're ready to blast off.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
So long from the Psychic Funhouse.
Yep. Au revoir.
Au revoir.